This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
By the way, the Yankees do have a new leadoff hitter tonight.
Oh.
I think somebody hitting leadoff for the first time this year.
Jazz?
Now, if you remember, at the beginning, before you give the answer.
Get on the board, Jazz. Come on.
At the beginning of the season.
Get on the board, Jazz.
We all made predictions on who would lead off most for the New York Yankees because there was no obvious answer. And so, yes, Tiki Barber's guy was Jazz Chisholm to do it the most times. My guy was Jason Dominguez, who did it a handful of times. But forget Jason Dominguez. He doesn't even play anymore. Sean's pick was Cody Bellinger.
Anthony Volpe.
Wow. Who has also not done it at all.
And Tommy's pick was a good one. It was Paul Goldschmidt. And Goldie's done it the second most times after Trent Grisham, who has done it the most. So we have taken a very keen interest in who's going to lead off the most.
I can guarantee none of us would have thought to pick this guy before this.
Oh, interesting.
Hold on. I want to guess now.
Judge?
No one would have. He's not on the team. He wasn't on the team. It's a guy they acquired. Jose Caballero.
Wrong answer.
Ryan McMahon.
Wrong answer.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Wrong answer.
Who the hell is it then?
Tonight's leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees is Austin Slater.
What?
Didn't you say yesterday what the hell happened to him?
Yeah, and then he came in and pitched last night, and now he's here.
Oh, I think I know what's going on. They're facing an opener, and the opener they're facing, if I'm not mistaken, is a left-handed pitcher. So I think what's going on here is Aaron Boone saying, oh, yeah, okay, you want to do an opener? Okay, great. I'm going to give Austin Slater his one at-bat, because literally it's going to be one at-bat. He'll hit the lefty, and then later in the game, I'm going to pinch hit for him. That's what's going on.
Okay. Well, there he is, leading off tonight for the New York Yankees.
You are
that's,
right.
That's some gamemanship right there.
It's smart, though.
Of course it is.
Like, you know.
You're just flipping what's going to happen later.
Yeah. And you know what? Austin Slater's going to get his one at-bat in the first inning. So if you're going tonight's game, couple of things. Number one, leave early. Because the president's going to be in the building, so there's going to be a lot of security. And the Yankees are reminding you that gates are going to open early. That's number one. So that's advice number one. Go early.
Don't worry if you're late because you're not going to care about the first batter.
That's right. If you miss the bottom of the first inning, who cares? It's Austin Slater. But if you're scoring the game, write Austin Slater's down his name down a little small because it's going to be replaced by somebody else in the third or fourth inning. That's my prediction. Can you give us the rest of the lineup while you're at it?
Yeah, sure. By the way, that replacement could be Trent Grisham, who's not in the lineup tonight.
Oh, he's going to be.
Yeah. Austin Slater is leading off in left. Aaron Judge is back in right field, batting second. Cody Bellinger is the center fielder, batting third. Giancarlo cleans up the DH. Jazz at second, bats fifth. Paul Goldschmidt, the first baseman, bats sixth. Ben Rice is catching and batting seventh. Jose Caballero is at short, batting eighth. And Ryan McMahon, the third baseman, bats ninth.
You good with sitting Austin Wells? He had a home run last night. It's not a day game.
You know why? Yes, because Austin Wells has a home run once every 10 days, and he doesn't seem to piggyback it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think there's enough of sample size, and I like Wells, but let's be real. I've seen enough now where he has a big hit, and I fall into this trap. We play him a couple more times, and he goes back to slumping. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I like the whole sticking with the hot hand thing. That's the only reason I jumped out of
it. I typically do, but I think we also now have enough of Austin Wells this year that has not been the the track record.
I got you. It's the only reason it jumped out at me. It has nothing to do with the fact that Austin Wells is on my fantasy team, and now I got to go pick up a catcher. It has nothing to do with that. Let's go to Frank and Baldwin. Hey, Frank.
Hey, and hey, Kiki. How you guys doing? I love listening to you every day.
Appreciate it.
Diehard Met fan, a long time Met fan, 50 years plus. I didn't get excited all year this year because my team always lets me down. And I'm sorry. I don't want the Mets to make the playoffs. And I love these new pitching. I love the kids we got in the minor leagues. We got to get rid of all this garbage. I know Alonso's great. He wins you 20, 30 games, but he costs you 30 games. O'Neill got to go. Nero's got to go. We got to clean house. We got to get new pitches. Start bringing up the kids. Because even if the team makes the playoffs this year, what are they going to do next year? It's going to be worse. I don't know. I just think it's time to clean house.
How does Pete Alonso cost them 30 games?
Look at how many times he's come up with the bases loaded. He strikes out or double play.
That's not fair. He's been their most clutch hitter this season. The numbers back it up. That's not a fair statement. I have to call you out on that. I respect your fandom. I respect how long you love the team, and I respect the pain that you have in your voice. I do. But I'm sorry. You can't just say stuff that's not true. That's not been the case this season. Now, has he been slumping recently in big spots? Absolutely. But the guy carried him in the first months of the year. And if Pete Alonso didn't carry them in the first few months of the year, Teague, right, they'd be out of a playoff spot right now.
Because nobody was hitting there. It was all pitching. The pitching was carrying you.
Absolutely. It was Pete Alonso's clutch hitting and starting pitching that was top-notch. I believe, and Yankee fans used to do this a lot, okay? So this is not a Met thing. This is actually the first time I've heard this from a Met fan. The idea that you would root against your team making the playoffs because in your mind there's some major changes that are going to happen that are good for the franchise is idiotic.
But by failing, it just forces the team, David Stearns, to react in an irrational way.
Is that what you want?
That's what he wanted.
Well, what a
I don't think that that works.
I would ask calmly, because I'm very calm right now, what do you think he's going to do if they miss the playoffs versus what he would do if they make it and they get knocked out in the division series? Well, like, do you think it's going to change everything about the offseason?
Well, the other question, Evan, is what would you have wanted him to do differently? If you're David Stearns.
From the offseason or the trade deadline?
Either. Mm-hmm. Or both, really.
Yeah.
What would you have done differently?
What I would have done differently is I never loved Cedric Mullins. Now, I'm not going to say I was screaming and yelling when they acquired him, but what I said about Cedric Mullins is he's not very good.
Was he an upgrade from Tyrone Taylor?
In theory, he was, but he didn't.
He wasn't.
I didn't think he was an upgrade over Jeff McNeil, who was playing most of the time in center field.
Yeah, that confuses me, because Jeff McNeil he's a baseball player. Go play first base. I bet he figures it out.
Of course.
He's just that type of player. So if you have to sandwich him into center field for the entirety of the season, you're fine.
And if they were going to add a center fielder, and I know this sounds like Monday morning quarterbacking, but this looks bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right. You let go of Harrison Bader. You had a chance to trade for Harrison Bader,
And now Harrison Bader, who's having a very good year and was having a very good year with Minnesota, is not only tearing the cover off the ball with the Phillies, he's torturing you as if he's Ty Cobb.
Yeah.
Like, that looks bad. But my point to our last caller is, I don't think that the Mets missing the playoffs is going to give you this magic elixir.
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't think, oh, they're going to do this. They're gonna... What do you think they're going to do? They're not going to fire the manager. Here's what's going to happen to the manager. He's going to have a big mark on his resume. Like Willie Randolph, unfortunately, had after the collapse of 07. And that mark may eventually cost him his job. It's not going to cost him his job right away.
Right.
I'd be stunned if he was fired at the end of the season. But I think next year, if they struggle, yeah. So does that really make you feel better? Does that really work for you? So the idea of any Met fan, including our last caller, who, again, I respect him because he was coming from a nice, noble place. The idea that you think it's better to miss the playoffs is lunacy.
Also, that gentleman was a little older than you and I, Evan, but just remind the audience, we're 40 years old, or give or take. How many times have the Mets made the playoffs in our lifetime?
Oh, off the top of my head, let's do this. 99,
you don't have to take
2000,
your shoes off.
2006,
yep.
15,
yep.
16,
yep.
22, and of course, 24.
So the idea, it's not like we've gone to the playoffs the last like 30 years and they haven't won a World Series. They have an opportunity to do it for the third time in the last 4 years, and you don't want to do that in baseball where anybody can get in and win the World Series. We gave the example yesterday of the Texas Rangers, just because you want to get rid of this administration. By the way, the administration that Mendy went to the NLCS in his first year and would be back in October, somebody in the newsroom, I won't call him out, said the exact same thing to me. He goes, I almost want them to miss it just because he doesn't like the vibe of the team right now.
But what does that do?
It's just you think that
it
you're going to get
do anything.
You, because they want pound of flesh. Remember Sean last year wanted the Yankees to miss because he thought there would be changes? That's different, though, because Boone and Cashman have been around
but
forever.
But I think it was stupid then, too. I got to tell you, that was dumb then, too.
I agree with you, but I can understand frustration of a fan base after 8, 9, 10 years. This is year two, and you're frustrated they went to the NLCS last year. It's a weird way to think
about
this.
I'm frustrated, but I can't root against my own self-interests.
Of course.
And missing the playoffs is against all of our self-interests. Like, if you're hoping that missing the playoffs is going to lead to Steve Cohen doing something absurdly awesome, I think you're mistaken. I don't think that's the case. So I want them to make the postseason. I'm watching every game with that pit in my stomach like it's an October playoff game because I want to get there. Imagine how disappointing it would be, and I, with all due respect, like, we'll talk Yankees, of course.
Right.
It's going to be depressing if the Mets aren't in the party and the Yankees are playing the Red Sox in a best-of-three wild-card series. All you Met fans, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and act like you're Red Sox fans?
Yes.
You're going to feel like the biggest losers on the face of the earth.
If you do that, you are a loser.
Of course you are.
As
I agree
a Met
with
fan,
you.
If you turn into a Red Sox fan, you are an utter loser.
I think it made sense in 04. I understood it. It even made sense in 2018 because the Mets were just so bad. In 2025, when the Mets had stolen Juan Soto from the Yankees and they had this huge payroll and they were cruising to a playoff spot all year, if they miss the postseason, don't bother with that loser JV garbage. Don't bother with it.
You know what the drum up is going to be. It will be, well, I mean, we played in a tougher league, so what? We missed the playoffs.
I didn't say that.
You didn't, but you will get an angle of that from the Met fan that
let me tell every Met fan something. If they miss the playoffs, pipe down.
Hmm.
You know what? To quote Archie Bunker, stifle it. Because honestly, it's the height of loserdom if the Mets miss the playoffs. It is. It's just the facts. It's worse than 07. It's worse than 08. And I still don't think it'll happen. But if it does, understand that the scarlet letter will be all over us. Don't fight it. Don't argue it. Because you're even bigger loser if you argue it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.